Hello and welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel. I'm back with PCP 588. Another 13 tracks of weird, wonderful music that you've probably never heard of before. Now, I like to keep things fresh, if only just keep myself enthused about how to do this podcasting. And I've come up with something more different today. What I've got is I've recorded 26 tracks for you, along with the usual introductions and all that sort of blabber. What I'm going to do is select the 13 tracks from the 26 randomly. I've sort of figured out a way, I've programmed a way under the computer how to do this randomly, and you will be getting your very own podcast, because I'm going to get it change every couple of minutes. So the PCP 588 that you download is going to be different from the PCP 588 that somebody else downloads a couple of minutes later. I just thought I'd give it a go. So I hope you enjoy what you're going to get. There's going to be 13 tracks. I've no idea what order they're going to be in. I'll tell you what they are as we go along. Let's get started.
Thank you.
was Sarji. We have played something from him before. SoundCloud.com/Sarji, SAADJI, from Grenoble in France, also on ODG. And that was a track called Mycelium, MycelYum. Rather good. That was Al-Kidisin by Thousand Yard Prayer. And of course, you can find Thousand Yard Prayer at thousandyardprayer.bandcamp.com. From the Kronx in Croydon, of course, in England. And I picked that up at Broken Drum Records, brokendrumrecords.com. From the latest album by Thousand Yard Prayer. Definitely worth checking out. As is, of course, anything with to do with Tyrant Bane or Secret Orchestra of the Vatican, of course, from the same stable. Definitely worth listening to. played something from Sinister Souls a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. That was another track from them. You can find them at sinistersouls.bandcamp.com from Utrecht in the Netherlands. And that was a track called Skankbox, which I rather enjoyed. And I hope you did too. A band that's actually got a Wikipedia page rather than a sort of a website, and that's one of them. That was Imphal Talkies and the Howlers. Now it's Imphal is Imphal, and then Talkies, of course, and the Howlers. That was a track called Lullaby. Picked that up at Anui.bomb. Yeah, very good it was. So the track was called Lullaby, as I said, and they are a sort of folky protest band from Manipur in India, and they have a website, as I say, a Wikipedia page. So definitely go and check that one out. That was an artist called Compadre Locura. And you can find them at compadrelocura.bandcamp.com from Santiago in Chile. Picked that up at Bandcamp, as I said. Very good it was too. It was called, and I'm going to probably get this wrong, Si Prohibe el Ingreso de Alcohol, which presumably is something to do with no alcohol allowed, which is not a very good thing to have, is it? No. No. Well, I'm recording this quite early in the morning, so at the moment it's fine not to have any alcohol, but a little bit later on, I'll be getting a bit thirsty.
I called up people, come and hear me again.
From a very early album from Dubioza Collective, and I thought that was rather interesting because it reminded me of the very early moments of Asian Dub Foundation in a very sort of similar style. And I just looked at and found out that the Dubioza Collective have been around since 2004, so they've had a few changes in style Of the years, like ADF, of course, have as well. So interesting, wasn't it? That was a track called The Right Moments in Dub, and it was remixed by Vueni and Branska. And you can find out more about them, of course, at dubiozacollective.bandcamp.com. More in the show notes if you want to find out more about them. From Bosnia and Herzegovina, of course. And I have to say, probably my favourite discovery of 2018. Absolutely wonderful band. And I saw them live, and if you get the chance, you should too. Noisier. Now it's not written as Noisier. It's written as N-O-2-E-R, N-O-I-2-E-R rather. And you can find it at soundcloud.com/N-O-I-2-E-R. And the track was called Time Dilation. Now he's from somewhere in Poland. How am I going to pronounce this? Wolbrich Dolonaski. Possibly, not quite sure. Probably a completely messed up version of what the place really is, but there you go. That's where I think they come from. And I picked that up at Dusted Wax, of course, at dustedwax.org. Now, that was a track originally by Ox and has been remixed by Devil Boy. And then when I looked up on the website to find out more about Ox and Devil Boy, I found out they're the same person. So soundcloud.com/Ramil, R-A-M-I-L, _ Devil Boy, is him. That was a track called Pushing On. And he's from Archangel or Archangelesk in the Russian Federation. And I picked that up at Manamanum Records at Manamanum Rec. Manamanum-rec.bandcamp.com. You've got to say that when you're playing a bit of jazz, huh, can't you? Yeah. That was Dame Lorraine by Etienne Charles, from Trinidad originally, now based in Michigan in the US. Picked it up at Storyam, and you can find out more about him at etiennecharles.com. Very good it was too. I want to talk to all you addicts out there. Scream Club, and they were from Berlin in Germany. You can find out more about them at screamclub.bandcamp.com. That I picked up at Lost Frog Records, at lostfrog.net, and the track was called Dead Wrong, which I thought was dead good, actually.
I'm on the border of Botswana, working out the mine. Tough like a lion, searching diamonds on the ground. Hardworking Billy in a big battleground. I know this sounds shitty, but I try to turn around. I got to pay the food to keep my family in the mood. This is my aim, so there I stand, trying to make a move. My salary should be equal to all the calories that my battery burns, working for Diamonds Factory. For your rich ladies here, my wife drops daily tears, cause I'm working all day long, so I won't live many years. But anyway, who gives a fuck about me and my dreams? No one thinking about me when he sees a diamond ring. But that's clean, I'm not playing the victim. I wanted to expose you to my afternoon's routine. Life is what you make it, even if it doesn't seem. The point of it is to deeply follow
your dreams. Are you ready for the drama? Are you ready for the drama? Alright, alright, are you ready for the drama? Are you ready for the drama? for the drama. I'm on the mountain of Sri Lanka, I work in tea fields, hand picking all day long, searching for green leaves. Casket on my head and a basket on my back, I'm the oldest in this land, a real mascot for the spot. I've been working 40 years, treated like a dog by a private British film who likes to watch me in the mud. They generate a profit that isn't Sri Lankan business. They won't share a dollar, trying to be the richest. They forces us to work, knowing they can switch us. People begging for work, not caring about how they treat us. Every afternoon since 40 years I've been working around, down on my knees, up on my feet, anytime, working the ground. Now that I'm old, I wish my grandson to experiment, a better living understanding of this world he's living in. Cause after all these years, I've been working like a slave. I don't have no heritage, but only wisdom to give. I'm on the border of Botswana, working out the mine. Tough like a lion, searching diamonds on the ground. Hard working daily in a big battleground. I know this sounds shitty, but I try to turn around. I got to pay the food to keep my family in the mood. This is my aim, so there I stand, trying to make a move. My salary should be equal to all the calories that my battery burns, working for Diamonds Factory. For your rich ladies here, my wife drops daily tears. Cause I'm working all day long, so I won't live many years. But anyway, who gives a fuck about me and my dreams? No one thinking about me when he sees a diamond ring. But that's clean, I'm not playing the victim. I wanted to expose you to my afternoon's routine. Life is what you make it, even if it doesn't seem. The point of it is to deeply follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That was Melbeat. That was a track called My Afternoon, and it featured Abird on vocals. And Melbeat can be found at melbeat1.bandcamp.com. From Bourges in France. And I picked it up at ODG, of course, odgprod.com. Very good it was too. Actually from three different EPs that came out at the same time. One was the morning, one was the afternoon, and one was the evening. And that's from the afternoon. I think I picked something from one of the other ones before. I can't remember which one it was. Let's go and check it out. Check out Melbourne. Go to PCP or pcogle.com. Go to the top corner and there's a search button there. You can find out more about their Melbeat. M-E-L-B-E-A-T. That was Rise Up by Dr. C. I don't know anything about Dr. C, other than it comes off on an ODG album at odgprod.com of a variety of different bits and pieces, and I rather enjoyed it, so I thought I'd play it. That's how I roll here.
Thank you.
that was Bill Laswell, who was, of course, a major influence on lots of different people, not least Secret Archives of the Vatican. You can find him at billlaswell.bandcamp.com. That's from a track called Quantum Echo, brackets Entombed Dub, that came out on Subbase. And you can find Subbase, of course, at subbase.cc. I hope you enjoyed that. That was rather marvellous. And that's it. You've had your 13 tracks of PCP 588. I hope you've enjoyed them. And it's been more than randomly selected just for you, because if you were to download the podcast again, you get a different selection. You get sort of 26 tracks condensed into 13. And if my math serves me correctly, I believe the chances of you downloading the same tracks in the same order again, or 4.194 to the power of 33. Yeah, rather good, wasn't it? Yeah, rather different. So I just thought it was really different, and I just had a bit of an experiment, and it came out with this. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to PCP 588. I'll be back probably in a couple of weeks' time with something completely different. But in the meantime, you can just download the podcast again, don't you? You never know what you might get. So I might keep it up there for a couple of weeks, so you've got a chance to sort of download it a second time. Yeah, I'm that sort of naughty person, aren't I? I am indeed. Right, thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you soon, folks.